Well, I'm glad you made it safely to chapel this morning. Did you worry about that? Did you, as you left your room or your apartment or residence hall this morning, look around warily to see if there were any IEDs, explosive devices there that could kill or maim you? As you walked the chapel across the plaza, did you worry that a sniper could pick you off from the top of a building? You're aware, I'm sure, that there are places in the world where dangers like that are a daily concern. We should thank God that we do not live in a war zone. Or should I say, that kind of a war zone. In our reading today, the apostle reminds us that we do daily live in danger of the worst kind of sneaky attack, an attack by the devil. We read in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, as follows. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Do you remember as a little kid hearing that scary Bible passage from 1 Peter? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That image of the roaring lion wanting to eat me up really caught my attention and fired my imagination as a little kid. Maybe that happened to you too. As we grow older, that image becomes less scary. After all, we realize it's only a figure of speech, a simile. Less scary, perhaps, but we should still stay as wary, because the words before us this morning emphasize once again the wiles of the devil. The word for wiles in the original language is one from which we get our English word method. The devil is not careless or haphazard in his attacks on us. He schemes, he plots, he plans carefully. He knows my weaknesses and he knows your weaknesses. He knows exactly what to do to get you to sin. And he knows exactly when to put that lure in front of you, maybe at night or when nobody's watching or when you're distracted or when you get home on break. And that's when he does it. Suddenly and unexpectedly, he can explode this IED of temptation as you leave your room in the morning or snipe at you with a sin as you cross the plaza on the way to chapel. He's both powerful and sneaky, and alone we would be an easy prey. With might of ours cannot be done, says Luther in his famous hymn. Soon were our loss effected. But he goes on, we have a champion on our side. For us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Jesus Christ it is, the Lord of hosts he is, in whom we find the strength we need. What in our reading is this triple force where it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Three different Greek words there, translated with three different English words, strength and power and might. And these are not just empty words of encouragement like, hang in there, fella, good luck to you. To enable us to be strong in the power of his might, God gives us the equipment. He gives us the weapons. A few verses after our reading, they're listed. Listen to this. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What a great panoply array of weapons. Truth, which we have in God's Word. Righteousness, God's gift of what we call justification, where God declares us sinless for Jesus' sake. And the gospel, the news of how Jesus won that salvation for us with his exemplary life, which he offers up to God in our place, and with his sacrificial death, in which he bore for us the punishment of all of our sins. That's the gospel. And then faith, by which we grasp and receive all those gifts. Salvation, our free gift of God's grace, and the Word of God, which brings all of this to us. Now, this isn't a battle we have to fight in fear. With these weapons, we can't lose. And so we can wield these weapons, not with fear, but in joy. And the joy we receive from managing these weapons God gives us can itself become another weapon. If we are filled, if our lives are filled with joy in God, then there's no room for the devil's supposed fake, false joys to lure us. This morning I invite you to do two things with these weapons. Personalize them and specify them. We need to personalize all of God's promises. We all know the passage, God so loved the world. Let's include ourselves personally in that passage. God so loved me. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, so that when you believe in him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. Soon we'll sing again at Christmas time, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Personalize that hymn, joy to me, joy to you. The Lord Jesus has been born to be our Savior, and use this gift of joy, which flows from our use of God's panoply of weapons. Joy to you. You've got the weapons. You've got truth and righteousness and the gospel and faith and salvation and the Word of God. Now specify them. That is, make them specific. These aren't just abstractions. They're not just metaphors. This truth, this righteousness, this gospel, and all the other things. What specifically do they bring to you? Make that specific. God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. Sing that beautiful verse with joy every morning as you leave your room to push away the devil's IEDs. Sing it with joy. Come to the Lord's table to receive in his body and blood the forgiveness of all of your sins. You approach that table in repentance. You leave it in joy. You have a daily chapel service here. Speakers always reminding you every day of this gospel. Leave here every day in joy. You have a calling. Faculty members, what a wonderful calling you have to teach and serve the Lord here at Bethany Lutheran College. Fulfill that calling with joy. And students, what a privilege to have higher education in a Christian atmosphere. Do that with joy. You have a purpose in life. Find it and fill it with joy. You have a Heavenly Father eager to hear your prayers. Talk to him with joy. You have the promise that God will help you through whatever is troubling you. Bring your problems to him, not with worry, but with joy. Fight the devil with God's own strength and power and might, and do it with joy. You have a wonderful future, now and forever. When the warfare is finally over and all danger is past, and lasting peace and joy will come to us in heaven. You're loved by God. You are loved by God. Jesus died for you. Joy to the world. Joy to you. And thanks be to God.